local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05 and 66 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, heading for a high in the low 80s. We'll get more from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, it's been a good ride across the Bayway. The causeway have a little bit of fog, so be careful. Burning off, no problems from the 1065 split, but we are finding delays southbound 65 between Spring Hill Avenue and Dolphin Street, and from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's good right in. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, call 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at FMTalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with our weekend weather scale coming up. Plus, Alec Naiman, and we'll find out what's cooking. And additionally, I think Kane mentioned something about the slowdown, but specifically from the text line. Thank you, Jared. He said, wreck just happened southbound 65 at Dolphin. The left two lanes are blocked. All right. And Jake, I'm with you. Jake said earlier on the text line when I mentioned, you know, with the passing of Curly, that he said, Sean, Globetrotters and Scooby-Doo, now that's my childhood.
Yep.
Yeah. Mine too, man.
Even mine.
Yeah.
It spans so generations.
That's pretty incredible that much impact. And Curly, 77,
I believe. Let's see here. 77.
And the animated Globetrotters and all that stuff when I was a kid, man.
The stat I can't get around is he played 6,000 games in 97 countries, and I bet that he won 5,999 of those games.
There was the one time that the Washington Generals did win.
They throw him a bone every now and then.
What a tough job going to work every day and knowing you're going to lose as a Washington Generals.
How would you like, if you did go to a Globetrotters game, and you happened to go to one where they let the Washington Generals win, would you be excited about that as a kid, or would you be upset that the Globetrotters lost?
As a kid, I probably would have been upset, but as an adult, I've been like, that's a collector's item.
It's such a rarity.
Yeah, so you'd have that. All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5, and stats continue to rise here for COVID-19 cases in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, we are now up to 531, according to the latest update from the Alabama Department of Public Health, and the numbers I'm seeing locally, 19 now in Mobile County and 5 in Baldwin County. I'm still trying to dial down the exact number of cases in Washington County. It's been 1 on most of the resources I use to find these cases, but you know, 1 will not stay there for very long. We're going to see these cases rise as we continue to get more tests. And Mayor Stimson had an update yesterday saying that we're going to have 2,000 more test kits in our area, and should have them by next week. But Three Circle Church, who we talked to Pastor Chris Bell quite a bit yesterday, they are again doing testing today at their campus in Fairhope. They did testing yesterday, were able to administer 166 tests, and they're going to begin testing again this morning in about 50 minutes. At 8 a.m. they're going to get started and run testing until noon today. They still have 154 tests available, but they're not just going to be giving these tests to everyone. Since there's a limited supply, you have to have symptoms of COVID-19. To find out whether you would qualify, you can text 3C test. That's the number 3, the letter C, test, to 97000, and they'll give you more information.
All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Also, a presser yesterday with Governor Ivey and Superintendent Mackey. Words out, school is closed for the remainder of the school year. The governor announcing at-home schooling to begin April 6th. The state will implement online distance learning, and the governor said help will be forthcoming for those who do not have internet access. Correspondence packages will be sent out. End of the school year now officially June 5th. Find out how they're going to help out those folks with internet access, and this may be a continued push of broadband into rural areas. A bigger discussion there as well. Also in Clark County Sheriff's Office working 6 church burglaries over the county. All the burglaries occurred yesterday. According to investigators, Washington County also reported several burglaries. No details released as to which churches were burglarized. If you see suspicious activity, you're asked to call 911 immediately. Also coming up in sports.
Drew Brees does another great Drew Brees thing. He and his wife Brittany announced yesterday they're donating, well, I'll just say, a lot of money to help fight the coronavirus pandemic in the state of Louisiana. I'll tell you how much coming up in sports. And also one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time, who's been in trouble plenty of times before, gets arrested again. I'll let you know the details on that coming up.
All right, and one of the shortages out there that people have told me, I just have not gone to stores, you know, outside of some food products and toilet paper and hand sanitizer, has been ammunition. And as people react, as they do, and buy up ammo, many gun stores across the United States are open, but others have been closed amid government-implemented restrictions surrounding the spread of COVID-19. Clayton Neville from Westwood One with more.
Gun stores are considered essential in states like Connecticut, Ohio, and Illinois. But in other states, the policies vary or are unclear. In Texas, for example, many counties are only allowing essential businesses to stay open, but haven't specified if gun shops are included. Joseph Stanier owns Texas Gun Experience near Dallas and says it doesn't get any more essential than protecting yourself.
People need to know that they can protect their homes and their family and their children and all of their belongings. I do think it's essential.
He says some gun stores have closed while others are operating curbside service or enforcing social distancing inside.
We are abiding by all the restrictions. We've been doing some curbside service, and it's easy for us to maintain the 6-foot distance between customers.
Meanwhile, Americans understanding but growing frustrated at figuring out what's open and what's not.
Steps have to be taken to make sure it's absolved, but I don't know. I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I'm not a part of what is involved in, you know, who is to say who's working and not, but I am one of those people that are working, so I just have to do my part to stay safe.
I understand the whole exponential growth and trying to cut it off, but it's tough.
It's not a fun time.
Gun sales, by the way, are booming for stores that are open, and Stanier says his shop is no exception.
You know, initially, we had a big surge, and then it's dropped off slightly just as people have been staying home, and then also, I mean, we've had just a flood of new gun owners that have come into the store, so it's been busy.
With the uncertainty of what impacts coronavirus will have in the U.S., many Americans ensuring they're equipped to protect themselves and their families. I'm Clayton Neville.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports there are 531 cases of coronavirus in the state, with one death in Jackson County, Alabama. With limited testing available, 19 people have tested positive in Mobile County and 5 in Baldwin County. There are now 2 cases in Washington County. Alabama public school campuses will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Kay Ivey issued the order on Thursday. Students will begin at-home instruction on April 6th. Those who don't have access to the internet will be able to take packets of work home. As for graduating seniors, Alabama Education Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey hopes commencement ceremonies can still be held after the coronavirus crisis is over. A doctor in Daphne is doing what he can to help homebound patients. Doorbell video shows Dr. Thomas McGee making house calls. The homeowner called the police just in case, but the doctor was actually trying to look in on a patient but went to the wrong house. Dr. McGee says he's currently visiting several patients at their homes. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Our buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio and just in time to talk about the upcoming swarming. Talk termites with me, man.
Well, you know, the swarm season usually lets people know that they're there, but if you're not seeing swarms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a termite problem.
Uh-oh.
So our recommendation would be to call us. Let's send out a home evaluator. He can do the inspection on your home, let you know if he's seen anything at the time he does the inspection, or be preventative and let us put the Centricon Always Active system in place and protect your home.
Okay, so we could not be seeing anything active like a swarm or anything like that, and the termites could be chewing on our house.
Yeah, typically the termites are in the ground or they could be in a wall, and you're not going to see them until swarm season time, unless you happen to see like the dirt tubes or something on that on the outside of the house.
But y'all can come out and do that inspection and find them.
We're going to send the home evaluator out and do the inspection. If we identify anything, we can address it at the time. If not, we can always put Centricon Always Active around the house and start protecting your house from day one.
All right, Austin, how do we get in touch with y'all?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a league-wide memo yesterday announcing that the NFL draft will take place as scheduled, April 23rd through the 25th. Goodell wrote in the memo, "Public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action."
Ooh.
Goodell acknowledged there would have to be significant changes. He told teams to prepare to conduct the draft outside of team facilities and with a limited number of people. According to the memo, prospects and their families will not be present on site at the draft. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced yesterday he and his wife Brittany are donating $5 million to the state of Louisiana amid the coronavirus pandemic. Brees wrote on Instagram, "The priority now is helping our communities get through this tough time." According to the post, the Brees family will be working with a handful of organizations and companies to provide 10,000 meals per day to children, families, and seniors in need for as long as it takes. UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones was arrested early yesterday morning in New Mexico for alleged aggravated DWI and negligent use of a firearm. Jones was also charged with possession of an open container and no proof of insurance. According to the criminal complaint, an Albuquerque police officer responded to the sound of a single gunshot. The officer says that he pulled over next to a black Jeep with a man inside the vehicle in the driver's seat, who's been identified as Jones, and another person outside of the vehicle by the passenger side door. The officer said Jones, quote, had green leafy substance on his shirt and pants consistent with marijuana and also, quote, an odor of alcohol coming from his facial area. Brown noted that during a search of Jones' vehicle, he found a handgun underneath the driver's seat and a matching spent round next to the driver's side door. The light heavyweight champ has been in trouble several times over the last decade. He was charged with DWI in 2012 in his home state of New York. Then in 2015, Jones was convicted in a felony hit and run charge. He was on probation until 2018. The UFC issued a statement saying it was aware of the situation and has been in contact with Jones' team, is currently gathering additional information. The Indianapolis 500 has been postponed from May 24th to August 23rd due to the coronavirus pandemic. The IndyCar Series announced the move Thursday and is also shifting the GMR Grand Prix, which runs on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's road course, from May 9th to July 4th. That just happens to be the day before NASCAR's Big Machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard. Since its inception in 1911, the Indy 500 has never taken place outside of the month of May, and it's only been canceled six times outright. That was during World War I and World War II. MLB outfielder Jim Wynn has passed away at the age of 78. Wynn played 15 seasons in the major leagues, mostly with the Houston Colt 45s and the LA Dodgers. He made three National League All-Star teams. And legendary Harlem Globetrotters player Fred Curley Neal has passed away at the age of 77. Neal was born in Greensboro, North Carolina, played college basketball at Johnson C. Smith in Charlotte before he joined the Globetrotters in 1963. Curley appeared in more than 6,000 games in 97 countries before he retired in 1985. The Globetrotters retired Neal's number 22 at a ceremony in Madison Square Garden in 2008. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Also, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, has our weekend weather scale. Right now, let's check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Children are expensive, but there are some sizable tax breaks for having them. You can get up to a $2,000 credit per child under 17 years old, and up to $1,400 is refundable this year. There's a catch, though. The personal exemptions taxpayers used to get for each dependent have been eliminated. The child tax credit starts to phase out for married taxpayers who earned $400,000 last year. For single taxpayers, it phases out at $200,000. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Maco Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Maco Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have an accident. It's been tying up traffic for a few minutes southbound 65 past Dauphin Street all the way back up to Spring Hill Avenue. So be patient through there. Wreckers are on the scene, but it is tying up traffic. But no other wrecks at roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, like lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. In Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Dr. Bill's got that weekend weather scale heading our way about 10 minutes from right now. Plus, Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking. And yeah, the story here from yesterday's press conference with the governor and the state superintendent of schools. School's out. Well, school's out for summer, kind of. It's going to be, okay, so they announced that at-home schooling to begin on April 6th in Alabama. They'll talk about how that will work. We'll talk about how it works right here in Mobile County. Renee Phillips from Mobile County Public School System will join us at 8 o'clock. Also, Jeff Sessions joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And your calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the text line, love to talk to you there. And governors will have the final say about their states, but following the president and vice president holding a teleconference with them on the coronavirus pandemic, the White House has made public a letter to state leaders. More on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
In his letter, the president looking to nudge the governors who have put in statewide economic lockdowns. He writes, in furtherance of this shared goal, my administration is working to publish new guidelines for state and local policymakers to use in making decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing and other mitigation measures. We will suggest guidelines categorizing counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk. The letter does not indicate when these new suggestions are going to be made, but the president is sticking with his aspiration of having much of the nation churning economically by Easter Sunday. On top of the letter to governors, which will pressure them to lift the grip of forced social distancing and closed businesses, President Trump offering hope to people in areas not that hard hit.
We may take large sections of our country that aren't so seriously affected, and we may do it that way, but we've got to start the process pretty soon.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, however, has locked down his entire state and is worried about efforts from the White House to break that.
I'm concerned about the desire of the president to ignore potentially the science, to try to do something that I know he's, you know, has a desire to do.
We will vanquish this virus, and it's a lot of progress has been made.
President Trump, at the daily briefing, expressed doubts that the United States has passed China in the overall number of coronavirus cases. He added that you don't know what the real number in China is. Dr. Deborah Birx, the task force coordinator, with a glass is much more than half full approach, pointing out that only 14% of those tested turn out to be positive.
You had to have a fever and symptoms to get tested, so still 86% are negative. These are really important facts for the American people.
Birx also emphasizing more than half the U.S. cases are in the New York metropolitan area. Bob Costantini, Washington.
726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, sitting at 68 degrees now. Another high in the 80s today, says Dr. Bill. He joins us in a few minutes to talk more about that. Right now, I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and I'll get myself out of my comfort zone. Larry, can we talk cars?
Certainly. Let's talk cars. We got a great selection of cars. We got from Corvettes to Fiat, so, and everything in between. You know, we got Mustangs, we got Lexus, we got Toyota Camrys. We got Fords, Chevrolets, just about everything you can imagine in a line of cars. We have family cars, sports cars, and gas misers, obviously.
Talk about checking those out online, too, how we do that.
LCMMotorCars.com. Matter of fact, I think we finally got all our pictures on there and up to date, and we got 129 cars and trucks on the ground.
So we can take a tour of the inventory, that big inventory online. What about financing? Can we start that conversation with you online or the telephone, or how does that work?
Absolutely. They can go online. They can absolutely get, it's a secure site, so they can fill out a credit app on a secure line on the webpage and get pre-approved. And then we got a lot of great rates. Matter of fact, the credit unions are dropping rates again.
I love it. Tell us how to come find you in person.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online, as we mentioned, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 728 on the way. We'll talk more in sports about what a great donation from Drew Brees and his wife.
Mm-hmm. $5 million to the state of Louisiana.
And I have more of those stats coming up as people do right by each other out there. You know, there are a lot of negative news out there, of course, but there's also a lot of positivity as Americans and people globally help out their fellow folks out there on a given day and in so many ways. Speaking of which, y'all been incredible this week, but keep it coming as the folks at USA Children's and Women's Hospital are in need of N, as in Nancy, N95 masks. Now, these are, you know what the masks look like. You might have had them doing a fiberglass project or doing some woodworking, sanding, doing that kind of stuff. N95 or higher, actually, because somebody asked the other day about N99 masks. I think those would be fine as well. They need those at USA Children's and Women's Hospitals. This is how we support those heroes working on the front lines of the coronavirus fight. Help them out by making that donation. You can go online, get more info, or just send us a text message to 343-0106 or an email, Sean at fmtalk1065.com. We'll get you linked up with them. Look out in your shop. See if you got some. Look in the garage. See if you got some. Do in the box. Make that donation to USA Children's and Women's Hospital. And we'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports there are 531 cases of coronavirus in the state, with one death in Jackson County, Alabama. With limited testing available, 19 people have tested positive in Mobile County and 5 in Baldwin County. There are now 2 cases in Washington County. Alabama public school campuses will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Kay Ivey issued the order on Thursday. Students will begin at-home instruction on April 6th. Those who don't have access to the internet will be able to take packets of work home. As for graduating seniors, Alabama Education Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey hopes commencement ceremonies can still be held after the coronavirus crisis is over. A doctor in Daphne is doing what he can to help homebound patients. Doorbell video shows Dr. Thomas McGee making house calls. The homeowner called the police just in case, but the doctor was actually trying to look in on a patient but went to the wrong house. Dr. McGee says he's currently visiting several patients at their homes. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Coronavirus update. After the Senate hammered it out, the U.S. House takes up that coronavirus stimulus package this morning. Linda Kenyon is following details.
Special voting procedures will be in place with social distancing in mind when members vote today. The House Sergeant-at-Arms and the House Attending Physician have issued a memo outlining the procedures.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says Americans who qualify will see economic aid coming their way within a few weeks.
Thank you to everybody who's doing what I'm doing, working from home to stop the spread of the virus from household to household.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tests positive for coronavirus and is self-isolating. He posted on Twitter that he will, through teleconferencing, continue to lead his government. The FBI arrests a California man who officials said falsely claimed to have developed a coronavirus cure and solicited investments in a company he said would market the drug. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Gashinka with Your Money Now. More signs of the toll the pandemic is taking on the economy. One in three Americans in an ABC News Washington Post poll say they or an immediate family member have been laid off or lost their job as a result of the pandemic, and more than half report a cut in pay or work hours. 92% expect a recession because of the outbreak. 59% call this not just likely, but very likely. If one occurs, two-thirds think it will be as bad as the Great Recession or worse. Office space sharing company WeWork is keeping nearly all of its locations open despite the coronavirus and mass shutdowns ordered in New York, Illinois, California, and elsewhere. It's even offering a monetary bonus of $100 a day to employees willing to go to the office. WeWork, which has struggled of late after once being among the hottest startups in the world, is also refusing to suspend rent for its tenants. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open after yesterday's surge. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product, Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, looks kind of like it did yesterday out there, and does that mean we have another hot one on the way? Yesterday, how hot did we get yesterday?
86, and that tied a record set back in 1935. And we've got a chance today to get back up to around that same figure, although won't be a record today because 91 is a record set in 1910, but tomorrow the record is 84, and we could very well tie or surpass that tomorrow. So today look for eventually for mostly sunny skies and mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight it'll become mostly cloudy and with some patchy fog, and then for Saturday partly cloudy, another warm day, and looks like up around 85 degrees. Saturday night, it'll become mostly cloudy and very mild, I mean, around 70 degrees for the low Saturday night. And we could see a few widely scattered to almost isolated showers, and they could occur late Saturday night or around daybreak on Sunday. And that's a weak cold front that'll be moving in. And as for the rest of Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, and about 82 degrees. So you can see it's not much of a cold front. We'll drop from 85 to 82. On Monday, partly cloudy, again 82. And then a stronger cold front will start to move in with a few showers developing Monday night. And we should have quite a few showers and even a few thunderstorms on Tuesday as that cold front moves through the area. The high will be 82, but it'll cool down on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 75, which is close to normal. And Wednesday night, we'll get down into the low 50s. So be a rather pleasant cool wave coming in starting on Wednesday. It'll be lasting for 2 to 3 days.
All right, hey, it'll be welcomed because yes. Eventually it's going to get hot. I just like to delay it as much as possible. And so the rainfall amounts you're talking about, first of all, just showers, is it severe weather associated with this? Or
right now it doesn't look like any severe weather on Tuesday, but we should see scattered to numerous showers. And we hope we'll get some significant rain out of this to get rid of some of the pollen.
Yes. Yes, wash it away, please, yes. Dr. Bill. And also, we are, even though it's been a story of flooded rivers in this late winter, early spring, we're drier than normal, right?
Yeah, we've had, for the total so far since January 1, 10.43 inches. That's more than quite a bit below normal. Just this month alone, we normally get over 6 inches of rain. We've only had 0.85, so we haven't even reached 1 inch of rain for the month of March.
Wow. So that's causing, I don't know, those of us out there that are growing gardens or wanting our yards to come back, and a lot of people out in their yard right now walking around, we could really use the rain to get rid of the pollen and water the grass. So hopefully we get enough to make a difference.
Yeah, we're keeping those freezing temperatures away for your tomatoes, yes. But we're not producing any rain.
And I'm glad, y'all do realize the entire forecast circles around my tomato plants.
That's right. I work on them all night.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I appreciate that and the tomato plants. I'll pay you back with some tomatoes coming up real soon. All right. With all that being said, we got a weekend ahead of us here. People want to get out, maybe have some cabin fever, want to go socially distance themselves outside. How are we looking? It's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, Saturday looks good, although temperatures are going to be well above normal. And then we have a few showers at night. That's not bad. And then a lot of clouds on Sunday. So we have to knock some points off for that. And I'm still going to go with a 1.7510.
It's not bad. We've had some 1.8s as of late, but a 1.7 is tolerable.
Yes, it is.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Check traffic with Kane coming up next, and good news stories around the coronavirus fight.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me, and we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. They do have the wreckers on the scene. Southbound 65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street, but we have traffic backed up quite a while. No other delays. Looks good so far as you're traveling downtown across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort from Malbus to Loxley and on I-10. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. They can help if you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression right now with some of their products like tinctures, vapables. They've got the edibles and flower. See them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 67 now at FM Talk 106.5, and our studio is right here at Airport and 65, but it's going to get in the 80s wherever we are. Mobile, Baldwin County's dealing with that again for today. All right, the news out today, these numbers grow every day as new statistics come out for COVID-19 nationally and right here at home in Alabama.
Yeah, the latest stats this hour from the Alabama Department of Public Health. We now have 538 cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. The number continues to grow for Mobile County. We're up to 21 now here. 5 confirmed cases in Baldwin County and 2 confirmed cases now in Washington County. There are also 3 deaths from COVID-19 statewide. One in Madison County is the newest stat there. Obviously, it's not a stat. This is someone who lost their life over this, but also Jackson County and Lauderdale County. And at the Alabama Public Health website, they have a data and surveillance dashboard that keeps an update on this. They have so far for the state 4,082 total tests. Now, there is a bit of a disclaimer there. It says, total tested primarily represents tests that were satisfactorily performed by the Alabama Department of Public Health Bureau of Clinical, and I lost whatever the rest they said there, but by the Alabama Department of Public Health. So I don't know if that includes the private labs that are testing or some of these churches and other organizations that we've seen who have been able to get tests and get people tested. But according to this website, 4,082 total tests so far in Alabama.
All right. And nationally, of course, those numbers continue to grow. Hotspot is New York out there. But let me point out, you know, we talk about New York and Seattle as big areas for this. But also New Orleans showing up on this. And let's look at it as a per capita rise versus a total number. New York, by far, in total numbers, is the hotspot for COVID-19. But we've been talking about it since Monday. The rise, the daily rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 in Louisiana has been beyond significant. And, you know, we're looking at, as of yesterday, it was 1,800 cases. I don't know what it is today.
It's up to 2,305.
Y'all think about that. So it went from 1,800 at this time yesterday to 2,305. Oh, my gosh.
And there are so far, and the number might have risen since this stat that I have here, but so far they say 83 deaths due to COVID-19 in Louisiana. That's tied with California right now, the fourth most deaths, or tied for the third most deaths in the nation behind Washington and New York.
This is one of the, we have our own, obviously, amounts of COVID-19 in the state here, and I don't care where it came from before. I mean, it's here now, we fight it. But one of the issues that does worry me, and that the amount of folks, and Mississippi's got a bunch of cases too, and Florida's got a bunch of cases, but that big, big rise from Louisiana, so many of us have family or friends and travel back and forth from Louisiana to Alabama. It goes on a lot. You think about even, you know, I mean, whether it's spring break season, the people come over here for the beaches, or people from here, they go business, fun, whatever. And a lot of interchange between those two places. And Louisiana seems to be a hot spot. New Orleans is, I mean, we're, once again, you said more deaths here than in Louisiana than California.
They're tied with California now.
And think about the population difference. I mean, significant.
Yeah, and even Washington and New York, which right now have more deaths per state than any of the other states. New York, of course, way ahead of the rest of the states in the United States. Just for perspective, there are 85,749 cases from this last update that I have across the United States. New York alone has 38,977 of those.
Wow. And here at home, it's also caused that press conference yesterday with the governor and the state superintendent of schools, as Governor Ivey and Superintendent Mackey have now talked about this, and the governor ordered schools to be closed for the remainder of the school year. What does it mean for your children, your students? We'll talk about that with Renee Phillips, Director of Communications for Mobile County Public School System. She joins us around 8:05 here at FM Talk 106.5. And what's right? What's going on that's good news out there? And there's plenty of it. You don't have to look too far. There's plenty of it out there. First of all, this company called Prisma Health, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, came up with a splitter that lets four patients use one ventilator at the same time. The FDA rushed the approval through. Now they're sharing with hospitals all over the world. Also, the company behind Dyson vacuum cleaners designed a new ventilator in just 10 days. They're now making 15,000 of them. Hertz Rent-A-Car in New York is, for the month of April, offering free rental cars to all healthcare workers in New York City to make their commutes easier. Company that makes Crocs will give away 10,000 free pairs of shoes to healthcare workers every day until the supplies run out. Also, lots of gestures, and there's so many stories we couldn't tell them all. Lots of gestures of people tipping at extreme amounts to help out people in the bar, restaurant, hospitality business. A regular customer at a Florida restaurant recently left a $10,000 tip, asked the owner to give all 20 employees $500. Someone in Arizona left a $2,000 tip to help the owner of a pizza place, saying, hey, help pay your staff, take care of your cost. We talked about Drew Brees and his wife, $5 million donation.
Yeah, $5 million to the state of Louisiana. And just for a little perspective, he just signed a two-year $50 million contract. So we're talking about 10% of that contract going towards coronavirus help, and that's just for 2020, he said. So as we see the ramifications of this deadly pandemic play out, I'm sure that we'll be seeing more good coming from the Brees family, as well as other famous people that have been well off here.
That's right. Miller Lite also donating $1 million to help bartenders. They're asking people to match it by donating to their Bartenders Guild Fund. And how about this? 13-year-old kid in Virginia has been making face masks with his parents' 3D printer. He got the instructions for free online and says it's the first time he's been able to make something that's actually useful. That's the 3D printer story. You talked about one too. There's a part to a ventilator.
Yeah, I saw a couple weeks ago a story out of Italy where they ran out of this crucial part for a ventilator that they need to use them. And this guy brought over his 3D printer. I need to find the exact story, but he brought his 3D printer to the hospital and began printing this part of a ventilator that was absolutely necessary for use with patients, and was able to keep the hospital running with these ventilator parts. It turned out that the part that they had ran out of cost like $11,000 per each little
piece.
And
he just print them up.
And he was able to just print them up right there with the 3D printer.
That is so awesome. Here at home, so many stories as well, but one that was featured yesterday when Cam Marston was on with his What's Working Special Edition, Bill Krause, the partner, are building these intubation boxes. Really, they'd go over a patient to allow the physician to work on the patient without getting coronavirus themselves. It's a plexiglass box that goes over. Bill, regular guy, got a regular job, does this woodworking usually in his spare time, doing it now with plexiglass and building this. And I saw a note this morning. We'll talk more about this. The folks over at Caligaz Printing have shifted, and I guess they've got a lot of this, the clear film and all that they use for the printing. They've now taken to making face masks out of this, and they said they produce, they plan to ramp up by next week and be able to produce 5,000 a day and deliver the first 5,000 to Mobile's four hospitals. So good on the folks at Caligaz as well. So many stories out there of people doing right, and we'll keep our eyes on those always. 7:49, we'll be right back.
Virtual Wallet from PNC brings you this information update, helping make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a simple tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports there are 531 cases of coronavirus in the state, with one death in Jackson County, Alabama. With limited testing available, 19 people have tested positive in Mobile County and 5 in Baldwin County. There are now 2 cases in Washington County. Alabama public school campuses will remain closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Kay Ivey issued the order on Thursday. Students will begin at-home instruction on April 6th. Those who don't have access to the internet will be able to take packets of work home. As for graduating seniors, Alabama Education Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey hopes commencement ceremonies can still be held after the coronavirus crisis is over. A doctor in Daphne is doing what he can to help homebound patients. Doorbell video shows Dr. Thomas McGee making house calls. The homeowner called the police just in case, but the doctor was actually trying to look in on a patient but went to the wrong house. Dr. McGee says he's currently visiting several patients at their homes. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a league-wide memo yesterday announcing that the NFL draft will take place as scheduled, April 23rd through the 25th. Goodell wrote in the memo, "Public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action." Goodell acknowledged there would have to be significant changes and told teams to prepare to conduct the draft outside of team facilities and with a limited number of people. According to the memo, prospects and their families will not be present on site at the draft. We were just talking about it a little bit ago, but New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced yesterday he and his wife Brittany are donating $5 million to the state of Louisiana amid the coronavirus pandemic. Brees wrote on Instagram, "The priority now is helping our communities get through this tough time." According to the Post, the Brees family will be working with a handful of organizations and companies to provide 10,000 meals per day to children, families, and seniors in need for as long as it takes. UFC light heavyweight champ John Jones was arrested early yesterday morning in New Mexico for alleged aggravated DWI and negligent use of a firearm. Jones was also charged with possession of an open container and no proof of insurance. The light heavyweight champ has been in trouble several times over the last decade. He was charged with DWI in 2012 in New York. Then in 2015, Jones was convicted on a felony hit and run charge. He was on probation until 2018. The Indianapolis 500 has been postponed from May 24th to August 23rd due to the coronavirus pandemic. Since its inception in 1911, the Indy 500 has never taken place outside of the month of May, and it's only been canceled 6 times outright during World War I and World War II. MLB outfielder Jim Wynn has passed away at the age of 78. He played 15 seasons in the major leagues and made 3 National League All-Star teams. And legendary Harlem Globetrotters player Fred Curley Neal has passed away at the age of 77. He joined the Globetrotters in 1963, appeared in more than 6,000 games in 97 countries before he retired in 85. The Globetrotters retired his number 22 jersey at a ceremony in Madison Square Garden in 2008. 7:52, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, you know, we're spending time doing on the text line is we're talking about, right now we're talking about the Globetrotters cartoon from the, I guess that'd be the 1980s when that got big. They'd show up on all the different cartoon shows and stuff. It was part of my childhood, man. Curly passing. Sad stuff. All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, a lot of people have questions now with the announcement from the governor and state superintendent of schools, Mackey, about what happens going forward, at least here in Mobile County. We'll get that information with Renee Phillips. She joins us at 8:05. Checking with Alec Naiman for What's Cooking Next. Perfect.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, they just cleared up the accident southbound 65 near Spring Hill Avenue. We've got traffic delays from Dolphin and Old Shell as well. No new wrecks in the roadways. Airport, Government 65 looking good. And again, a nice ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, accident free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. Online at SpringHillToyota.com, you can schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time to find out what's cooking when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, and more important than ever is some good home cooking, some things we can do at the house, and you said you've got salmon on the menu for us to cook this weekend. Let's walk through this recipe.
Well, you know, it's all about this firecracker sauce that we make.
You what
know,
what you makes it firecracker? You open up some bottle rockets on it or something? What are you doing?
You got to give it a little bite, you know. It's, I mean, you can do chicken this way. You can do pork chops this way. It doesn't matter. I get a big old nice piece of Alaskan salmon, you know, and I cut them into little pieces, I say little fillets, you know. And then I basically take together, I whip a little soy sauce. This is my marinade now. This is the marinade. The soy sauce, balsamic vinegar, brown sugar, garlic. I chop up a bunch of green onions. I grate me up some fresh ginger. I hit it with a lot of chili, you know, red pepper, chili flakes, you know, and a little sesame oil and a little salt. And I let it marinate. And it, the brown sugar and the sesame oil and the soy gives it a nice, somewhat of an Asian flavor, of course. But I let it marinate, and then I take it, and I can either pan sear it, and it caramelizes, and that brown sugar caramelizes, and it's really good. Or you can go out and grill it. But then you want to heat up your marinade, cook all the bacteria out of it, you know, bring it to a little boil, and then you can use it to put over the salmon when you get through. So I call that my firecracker grilled salmon. How about that? That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Sounds fantastic. Let's do this as well. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, can you still get the Y'all Make, We Bake recipe items?
Well, that's about all you can get these days. Right. Yeah, we do have the curbside service going on. We also deliver to some of our plants and offices. We're doing, you know, individual box meals, taking them up to the plants and some of the offices that are having to open. Of course, they meet us at the gate or they meet us at the door. Nobody's going inside buildings and stuff like that. And that's why we're doing curbside service, too. And you can get lasagnas, you can get chicken Alfredo, you can get stuffed chicken breast. We're frying turkeys. whatever you want. You just call us at 473-3900. We'll help you put together your meal package. You can pick it up hot, or we can fill your freezer with a bunch of nice little casseroles, make life easy on everybody. With all the kids home, man, I know my grocery bill done tripled, you know, the kids eating like six meals a day, and then want to know what's for dinner. So, you know, it's a challenge, I got to tell you. I told them, if they don't learn to cook, they're going to starve. You know, that's about how it is. So.
Alec, what's that phone number again?
473-3900. We got folks answering the phone. And so we can do it for you, like I say, and make life easy for you. So please give us a call. We're like everybody else, just dealing with the issues, but we're trying to service and feed people. Oh, and I want to say, give to our Feeding the Gulf Coast Food Bank if you can. Go online. Please make a donation. We're feeding all the school kids, as many as we can afford to feed, thousands of them, as a matter of fact. And we're taking the meals out every day and passing them out to the parks and recreation area. So give to the Feeding the Gulf Coast Food Bank right here in Mobile. All right? So
thank you, Alec.
I just want to give them a plug. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do.
Bless them.